Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Psalm 119, we were taught that the inner man should be the influence for the outer man, and Christ should be the influence for the inner man. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I'm reminded of Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24. When this man, Jeremiah, went through some great fiery trials, trials which perhaps you and I will never face. And there it says, but let him that glorieth, glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, meaning justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. God delights when we exercise loving kindness, but he also delights in justice, discernment, and in righteousness, which is obedience to the commands of God. These things need then to occupy our thoughts. If they delight the Lord, then we need to delight ourselves with loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in this life. We should ask for mercy or the loving kindness of the Lord. We may be sorely tested and tried, and God's help may seem so slow in coming. But be committed, my friend, and determined to be diligently obedient to the Word of God. Continue in His service and your daily walk. Sometimes you might hear me say something like this, heart and life. What is it when a preacher says heart and life? Well, the heart is the inner man, while life is the outer man. Being both what people see and what you do, the inner man should be the influence for the outer man. And Christ, being the inner man's lawgiver, the inner man's counselor, the inner man's director, the inner man's Lord. And so it's about the inner man. Christ, my friend, He is our help for us to be right on the inner man as well as the outer man. Now, why keep the testimony of His mouth? Because His word and His testimonies never, never fail. There are enemies when you do right, but there is a greater enemy of the soul. And that enemy of your soul, my friend, he wants you in the same place that he will be for eternity. He'll lie to you. He'll say hell's not real. He'll say it's nothing but a soul sleep. Or he'll say it's only being separated from God. There's not a real lake of fire and torment. And Satan tries to tempt you in so many ways. In every temptation, if you're saved, just tell yourself this. God is here. He knows exactly what I'm going through, what I'm doing, and thinking. I'll give an account how I exercise my free will in this manner, whether to trust him or to lean on my own understanding. Why do anything? We wish him not to know. God is omnipresent. He's omniscient as well, all-knowing. God is here, my friend. We cannot hide. So why do anything you would wish God not to know? You see, we cannot escape our accountability to him. So why not live our lives that we may give an account to him with joy, that we might be vessels unto honor? My friend, you may be listening to us today, and you're just not even sure that if you died, that heaven would be your home. And you've heard those preachers that say that, well, hell's not a literal place, or it's a soul sleep, or you're just separated from God. Jesus said, and I don't really believe that Jesus would lie, do you? Of course he doesn't. Not at all, not even coming close to lying. Jesus said that it is a flame. And they're tormented there day and night forever and ever. But Jesus also says he loves you. That's why he promised in John 6:37, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. His promises of eternal life are good. Listen to this from Revelation 21, verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. That's what he, in his love, wants for you in eternity. And the great thing is, you don't work for it. He did all the work to earn it. Yours is to receive it by repentance and faith, believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, shedding his blood for you, and 3 days later rose up, literally, physically, from the dead, paying for all your sin. Call upon him to save you. Call upon him to save you even now. John W. Peterson said it best in the song that he wrote, titled, God's Final Call. It says, someday you'll hear God's final call to you to take his offer of salvation true. This could be it, my friend, if you but knew. God's final call. God's final call. How can you live another day in sin, thinking someday with Christ you will begin? Oh, will you hear above the world's loud din, God's final call, God's final call? If you reject God's final call of grace, you'll have no chance your footsteps to retrace. All hope will then be gone, and doom you'll face. Oh, hear his call. Oh, hear his call. God's final call. My friend, he wants to save you. Admit your need, that you're a sinner, that you can't save yourself. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means that we're sinners that cannot be good enough to go to heaven. Be willing to repent. Acts 17:30 says, God commandeth all men, everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world. My friend, he's calling you to repentance. Not to do penance, to repent. Repent is a change of the mind, but a change of the mind about what? About sin. Jesus comes to save you from your sin, Matthew 1:21 says. He come to pay the penalty for sin. He wants to cleanse you of your sin. But my friend, you must be willing. You must call upon Him from a true heart to say, "Yes, Lord, I can't have victory over my sin. I can't take my sin from me. Please take my sin from me. Cleanse me right now." And you're turning from depending on yourself, depending on anything else, and you're turning to Jesus Christ. Yes, repent means a change of the mind. It also means to turn from sin, to turn to Christ. Why would you turn to Christ? Because you know that He was Jesus Christ, God come in the flesh. You know that He died literally, physically on a cross, and 3 days later, physically rose from the dead. You know that He's God in heaven, and you know that His blood did pay the penalty for every sin you ever have or will commit, because the Bible teaches that as the truth. And knowing that, all He says, if you're willing for Him to cleanse you, you're willing for Him to take your sin away, you're willing for Him to come into your life as your God, as your Savior, He will save you, and He would save you now. Won't you do that? He says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." My friend, you can be saved right now. Will you do that right now, right where you are? Will you pray and ask the Lord to save you? I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean this, then right now, right where you are, pray this prayer. "Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Cleanse me of all my sin by the blood of Jesus. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name." Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? You can email us through our website, or you can write us at our physical address, which our announcer will be giving you both our physical address and our website in just a few moments. And then also, please contact pastor of your local Fundamental Bible Preaching Church and tell him the decision that you've made and let him direct you in the next step. And also, I can even mail you a booklet titled Building Blocks that will instruct you in the next part of your Christian walk. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen to Lamp and Light, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.